You're right. Welcome back, everyone, to After Hours Let's Talk, where the night holds space for the questions we are too busy or maybe too afraid to ask during the day. I'm your host, Shorty For Real, and tonight we're diving into one of those timeless mysteries of human connection. Do we attract what we are? Or do we attract who we fear? Is it energy? Is it a pattern? Is it fate? Or maybe a little of all three? This question doesn't just touch on love, but friendships, opportunities, even the lessons life keeps circling back to teach us. So, let's grab a seat, let's grab our tea, let's cozy up and take a deep dive into, do we attract what we are or who we fear? So we're going to kick this show off with what's on your mind tonight. My favorite part of the show. Tonight's writer wrote, I keep ending up with people who hurt me, even though I swear I want better. Am I attracting the wrong people because of my fears? Or is this just who I am deep down? Well, that is a wonderful question. And I think a question that we all ask ourselves so many times in a day. See, that's the heart of it, isn't it? The patterns we find ourselves in often say something about us, even if we don't want to admit it. So we're going to get down and deep into this conversation and really find out if we attract who we are or what we fear. With that being said, here's the thing, guys. We live in frequencies. If you didn't know, you definitely do know now. See, if we love, or if we are love, we tend to draw love, which means when we are loving, when we want love, when we're giving love and showing love, we tend to have people come around us that exude that same love. And on the other side, if we carry bitterness, we might unknowingly pull in the same. Have you ever been around and you find yourself being bitter, but then you also find that everyone that you come in contact with shares that same bitterness or viewpoints, and you may not notice it at first, and you, after a while, you start to realize, because maybe you're getting through your bitterness and you notice the people around you are still on that same frequency. But there's another side. Sometimes what we attract isn't just who we are, but what we haven't healed. So if you're dealing with trauma, you're dealing with things that you're still holding on to and haven't let go or forgave, you will attract those things in your life as well. So think about it like a mirror. You meet someone and they reflect back parts of you. Your joy, your insecurities, even your fears. And the scariest truth, fear is just as magnetic as love. And that's true. That's very true. If you fear abandonment, you may find yourself with people who leave constantly. Because you have a fear of those leaving, and sometimes what it is that you're feeling or fearing will always show up in your life to teach you how to not be afraid of it anymore, and how to deal with it, and how to process it in your life in a healthy way. Because maybe you're dealing with it in a very negative and unhealthy way. If you fear betrayal, you may stumble into liars. Because again, you have a fear of these things, and you don't want it to happen to you, but you find it happening to you constantly. People are always lying, and you never really deal with it. See, that's the meat of it. You're not dealing with your fears. You're not taking them on head on. You're not setting boundaries. You're not asserting yourself. You're not putting yourself in the best position to no longer allow these things to have control over your life and who you are and how you feel. But here's the flip side, guys. Maybe these people don't just come into our lives to wound us, right? Maybe they're here to teach us where the cracks are so we can finally seal them. And like I've been giving examples throughout all of these things, sometimes these things consistently show up in your life so that you can deal and heal and recognize and fix what's hurting and broken inside of you. Those small insecurities and those big ones that grab a hold and seem to never let go. So, do we attract what we are? Yes, we definitely do. We definitely attract what we give out. Do we attract who we fear? Absolutely. Because those things need to come into our lives in order for us to confront them, deal with them, conquer them. Because both are pieces of the same story. Healing means choosing which energy you're going to amplify. Are you going to live in fear constantly throughout your life? Or are you going to be happy and confident and bring what you want into your world? The lesson is not that you are doomed to your fears, but that you have the power to break the pattern. It's all up to you. Everything that you allow and don't allow in your life is your decision, your choice. Are you going to break free of your fears? Or are you going to let them engulf you and keep you chained and locked away? Let that sink in with you guys. Sit on it. Let it marinate a little bit. And really think, what type of control do you have in your life? And what frequencies are you bringing into it? What frequency are you living in? Are you living in fear? Or are you living in happiness? And being cautious, but still free. These are the hard things that we have to deal with, live with, and ultimately learn from and grow from. Take control. Bring what it is that you want into your world. Don't let your fears overpower, but let your confidence and your love and your happiness and your brilliance exude and engulf and take over and see how you feel. Change those little things and see what happens. So we're going to go into the quote of the night. This one is by Carl Jung. He said, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate." Sometimes we mistake repetition for destiny, when in truth, it's just the lesson waiting to be learned. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And definitely something that you should hold close and near. Make it a mantra. Carry it with you in your day to day. All right, so tonight I'm going to ask yourself, what are you putting into the world? Love or fear? And which one are you ready to stop attracting? As always, thank you for sharing your night with me here on After Hours. Let's talk. Until next time, may you attract not your fears, but the love and peace you deserve so deeply and so much. And as always, remember, the night always has something to say. Sweet dreams, everyone.